You're listening to the weekly Bible lesson from Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the United States of America. For more information, please visit www.plainfieldcs.com. Subject matter, golden text, Romans. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Responsive reading, Romans. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. One man esteemeth one day above another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. It is good neither to eat flesh nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. Lesson Sermon. The Bible. Psalms. O come, let us sing unto the Lord, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. O come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice. Harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Isaiah, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice, they take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Matthew. At that time Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were anhungered, and began to pluck the ears of the corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, Have ye not read what David did when he was anhungered, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God, and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for priests? Or have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath, and are blameless? But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath day. And when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then saith he to the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. Romans. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. John. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and every one that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given of his Spirit. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Science and health. Spirit being God, there is but one Spirit, for there can be but one infinite, and therefore one God. Spirit God has created all in and of himself. Spirit never created matter. There is nothing in spirits out of which matter could be made. For as the Bible declares, without the Logos, the Aeon, or Word of God, was not anything made that was made. Spirit is the only substance, the invisible and indivisible infinite God. Mortals commonly recognize as law that which hides the power of spirit. Flesh, an error of physical belief, a supposition that life, substance and intelligence are in matter, an illusion. The flesh lusteth against the spirit. The flesh and the spirit can no more unite in action than good can coincide with evil. It is not wise to take a halting and halfway position, or to expect to work equally with spirit and matter, truth and error. Men can be baptized, partake of the Eucharist, support the clergy, observe the Sabbath, make long prayers, and yet be sensual and sinful, substituting good words for a good life. Fair seeming for straightforward character is a poor shift for the weak and worldly, who think the standard of Christian Science too high for them. Because man-made systems insist that man becomes sick and useless, suffers and dies, all in continence with the laws of God, are we to believe it? Are we to believe an authority which denies God's spiritual command relating to perfection, an authority which Jesus proved to be false? He did the will of the Father, he healed sickness in defiance of what is called material law, but in accordance with God's law, the law of mind. When we endow matter with vague spiritual power, that is, when we do so in our theories, for of course we cannot really endow matter with what it does not and cannot possess, we disown the Almighty. For such theories lead to one of two things. They either presuppose the self-evolution and self-government of matter, or else they assume that matter is a product of spirit. To seize the first horn of this dilemma and consider matter as a power in and of itself is to leave the Creator out of his universe, while to grasp the other horn of the dilemma and regard God as the creator of matter is not only to make him responsible for all disasters, physical and moral, but to announce him as their source, thereby making him guilty of maintaining perpetual misrule in the form and under the name of natural law. Every law of matter, or the body, supposed to govern man, is rendered null and void by the law of life, God. Ignorant of our God-given rights, we submit to unjust decrees, and the bias of education enforces this slavery. Be no more willing to suffer the illusion than you are sick, or that some disease is developing in the system, than you are to yield to a sinful temptation on the ground that sin has its necessities. When infringing some supposed law, you say that there is danger. This fear is a danger and induces the physical effects. We cannot in reality suffer from breaking anything except a moral or spiritual law. The so-called laws of mortal belief are destroyed by the understanding that soul is immortal and that mortal mind cannot legislate the times, periods and types of disease with which mortals die. God is the lawmaker, but he is not the author of barbarous codes. In infinite life and love there is no sickness, sin, nor death, and the scriptures declare that we live, move, and have our being in the infinite gods. The hypothesis of mortals are antagonistic to science and cannot mix with it. This is clear to those who heal the sick on the basis of science. Mind's government of the body must supersede the so-called laws of matter. Obedience to material law prevents full obedience to spiritual law, the law which overcomes material conditions and puts matter under the feet of minds. To admit that sickness is a condition over which God has no control is to presuppose that omnipotent power is powerless on some occasions. The law of Christ or truth makes all things possible to spirit. Through discernment of the spiritual opposite of materiality, even the way through Christ's truth, man will reopen with the key of divine science the gates of paradise which human beliefs have closed, and will find himself unfallen, upright, pure and free, not needing to consult almanacs for the probabilities either of his life or of the weather, not needing to study brunology to learn how much of a man he is. Mind's control over the universe, including man, is no longer an open question, but is demonstrable science. If we would open the prison doors for the sick, we must first learn to bind up the brokenhearted. If we would heal by the Spirit, we must not hide the talent of spiritual healing under the napkin of its form, nor bury the morale of Christian Science in the grave clothes of its letter. The tender word and Christian encouragement of an invalid, pitiful patience with his fears and the removal of them are better than hecatombs of gushing theories, stereotyped borrowed speeches, and the doling of arguments which are but so many parodies on legitimate Christian science, aflame with divine love. You've been listening to the weekly Bible lesson from Plainfield Christian Science Church, Independent, in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the United States of America. For more information, please visit www.plainfieldcs.com. Thank you, and goodbye.